All right, good morning, St. Thomas Aquinas, and welcome back for the summer episode of Sound and Silence. Today I'll be interviewing Fathers Ryan and Andrew with some questions about themselves and the faith. Say hello.
Hi, everyone. Nice to be with you.
Good afternoon, St. Thomas Aquinas High School. Good to be here.
And before we begin, we should just begin, as always, with a prayer. We'll do the Our Father, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And one more thing before we start our interview. Just to mention from one of our most recent polls, what is your favorite Pixar movie? Some of the results that were emailed in were Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., Inside Out, and Cars 3. Hmm. So thank you.
I definitely would go with Toy Story on that one.
I like A Bug's Life. I'm surprised that wasn't an option.
The Bug's Life is good, yeah.
No, Toy Story is classic. You must go with Toy Story. It is classic.
ASA, I've seen Bug's Life more times than Toy Story.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because you have good taste, Luke. You have good taste.
Thank you. So as we begin our interview, I just thought I'd begin by asking, where did you grow up?
This is Father Ryan, in case you can't tell my voice from Father Andrew. I grew up in Auburn, New Hampshire, which is in the Manchester area. So I'm a local boy, but I always tell people that I grew up in the Manchester area because not many people know where Auburn, New Hampshire is, but that's where I grew up, in the little town of Auburn.
Nice.
Well, I didn't grow up in Auburn, but I grew up in a little town called Holland, Vermont, which is about a half a mile from Quebec, and I grew up on a sheep farm as a little kid, and then we moved to New Hampshire when I was older, and so I went to high school in New Hampshire. I went to high school at Kennett High School in North Conway, and but I grew up on the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont in a little town of 400 people.
Wow.
Nice. And how did God reveal your vocation to you, and what did you want to do before that?
Well, I'll start with this one.
All right.
So, before I was a priest, I was a teacher. And so, I wanted to be a teacher, and I very much enjoyed it. I taught high school, middle school, elementary school, and joined all of it. But my training is in high school education, and I went away to be a teacher, and I taught, and I loved it. Yeah, I loved every day at school, especially snow days. Those were my favorite days at school because we'd be home and not at school. No, but I enjoyed school. It was fun, and you know, some days are long, some days are, but there's something exciting about just the environment of school and teaching and helping people understand. But for me, vocationally, it took me to realize in life that I had everything I wanted. So I was teaching. I loved teaching. I was in love, and I found the girl of my dreams, and we're in a relationship, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is the perfect person, and we just grew so close together. And yet, in the back of my mind, there kept being this kind of this pull of, what if God's calling me a priest? And this question, it just wouldn't go away. And it was only when I had everything in life that I wanted, and yet that question still persisted about God calling me to something more. That I realized that I needed to go into the seminary, not because I knew I wanted to be a priest, but to figure out if God was calling me, because that question just kept looming in my background. Well, what if God's calling you here? What if God's calling you here? And so, when I was in high school, I guess I wanted to, in high school, I didn't think about teaching. I actually wanted to go into to politics or law. And then when I was in college, I was a major in politics, and then I read about an education program, and then the rest of that's too much for the podcast, but I wanted politics and all those other things, and ended up in teaching, and then I got everything I wanted in life, and God said, there's something more. And when that was there, then I said, okay, here we go. That's kind of my short answer for the podcast.
Nice.
Well, I have a bit of a different story than Father Andrew. I grew up with the thought of priesthood always in the back of my mind. Actually, I shouldn't say the back of my mind, really at the forefront of my mind. I kind of always wanted to be a priest, since I can remember, as early as I can remember. And I really credit the priests at my home parish, which was St. Pius X in Manchester, for being just good role models of priesthood, and I felt attracted to the priesthood because of their example, their holiness, their zeal, and I guess God spoke to me through their example. And so as I went through middle school and high school, the thought of priesthood never left my mind. I always felt that God was calling me to this vocation. But of course, I still discerned whether he was calling me to marriage or some other state in life. But the priesthood was always at the forefront of my mind. So after I graduated high school, I went to seminary right out of high school. I went to the college seminary, also called the minor seminary. And I took classes at Providence College. And then after 4 years of that, I went to the major seminary in Boston. And after those 4 years, I was ordained a priest. So I kind of was always felt called to the priesthood, and I never really had a career before that. I went into the seminary right out of high school.
Right.
Because that's where God was calling me, you know? And we have to answer the call when the Lord calls us. And he calls each person at a different time in their life. For me, it was right out of high school.
Nice. Great. And for my next question, do you have any hobbies?
Yes. I like to play football and basketball. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not very good at sports. But I like to listen to music. I like to hang out with my friends, both priest friends and friends from high school, my family. But I would say my main hobby is listening to music, especially classical music.
Nice. Do you have any favorite composers?
Good question. I actually like Johann Sebastian Bach. I love the organ, and I like listening to organ pieces.
Beautiful instrument.
That sounds exciting.
Some may think it's boring, but I like it. But
I guess you're in the right profession to hear organ music.
That's true. I like also Gustav Mahler and, of course, Beethoven and Mozart.
Wonderful.
I like Coldplay. So I'll just tell you that. But no. For me, one of my hobbies, I like to ski. I'm a big skier. I like to hike. I don't hike enough, but I would say skiing, and then you know just being with friends, hiking, reading, all those kind of to things. I'm not gonna lie to you. I got into kind of like a little hobby a few years ago. Because a few years ago I was stationed up in Berlin, New Hampshire. I don't know if anyone's been in Berlin. I love Berlin, but Berlin's like 3 hours away. Let's just put it in perspective. The closest movie theater to Berlin is an hour away. And so it went for some long, I loved it there, but you can't like just go to the movies or you can't, you know, it's kind of a little bit isolated. And so I got into a hobby on a random long winter. And as you probably remember, those of you guys who watched, if you ever watched the weather, it's always like 25 degrees colder in Berlin in the winter. And so I got actually into carving nativities, which is kind of like a weird thing. I have no artistic ability, but one long winter when you couldn't really go anywhere, I took it up, and actually it's been great interest to me, and so something I kind of do, every once in a while, I won't use this opportunity to say that we raffled off one of my nativities for.